Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure to be hanging out with you and to introduce you to some really smart people like our new friend Mark Stevens. Mark is the CEO of the marketing firm MSCO. And he's a world-famous marketer. He's the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, God is a Salesman. And as I think I may have mentioned, he's a Business Week best-selling author. And he's our new friend. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it's a dream come true for you, isn't it, Mark, to be able to hang out with me, right?
It is very enjoyable. It really is.
Mark, let's talk about this thing. Now, God is a Salesman. That's a very compelling but also possibly controversial title that you've got there. That is a title that either some people would be drawn to it and some people would be repelled by it. What do you think?
Well, sometimes some people look at it and say, what's going on? And very quickly they see that it's a very respectful book, so that the repellness goes away immediately. If you see the testimonials of the people on a GodIsASalesman.com site, some of the most famous religious leaders and business leaders and companies of all sizes have embraced the book. It's only been out for 3 weeks, but it's already a national success, an emerging bestseller. And so it's very respectful, and what it really means is some 5 billion people in the world believe in God, and it's the most powerful force in the world. And yet businesses don't ever bother to think about, whoa, how does that force work? Because religion has more customers, quote, than any other organization. It keeps them for life. How do they do it, and what can we learn from that? And God as a Salesman lays out a 5-point program every business can use and every individual can use to be more successful using the dynamic that is embedded in the reason people believe in their religion.
So you're not saying that we should behave the way religious people behave. We should behave to our customers the way we think that God thinks about us.
Yes, I mean, there's 5 key principles there that
because your message, as you say, covers basically is is about how God thinks about us, not about how we think about Him. How the various religions, the various faiths have morphed their thinking into worshiping God.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it boils down to a very pragmatic recipe for how do you do business more effectively, and at the same time, and with a higher level of quality. So your life is improved because you're doing business the right way, and your financial performance, personally and business-wise, is improved because you're doing business the right way. And we've lost sight of that in recent years in doing business in a very superficial way. I'm a capitalist, so I'm here, and I've always been a capitalist and an entrepreneur. But I'm here to talk about how do you make a better business, but also how do you lead to have a better life. And they go hand in hand, and we lost sight of that.
Well, all right, so what do we got to do? Let's say that we got folks listening right now, and they're saying, okay, I'm ready to listen to this. What impact should God have on the way I treat my customers?
Well, you know, there's 5 key points. So that I explained in the book. It's a very simple book. You can read it in an hour and a half and begin to apply its principles today. Number one is God treats everybody like family. Business should treat everybody like family. You shouldn't treat anybody like a customer. When you come home from a store or any other kind of business and they treat you like a customer, you don't say to your wife or your family, hey, I got treated like a customer today. It doesn't excite you.
Right.
What you do when you meet one of those rare businesses that treats you like a family member, they think out ahead of the curve for you, they put your interests ahead of theirs, then you go tell people about it. And, you know, a story I tell is I went out with a real estate agent one day to look for a house And we spent the whole day looking, didn't like anything. It was a fruitless day. At the end of the day, she said to me, you know, there's one more house I haven't seen yet, she said. But if you want to go look at it, we can look at it together. And I said, sure. Went to see it. Proverbial curb appeal struck. I love it the second I saw it. Got into the house, did a house tour. I loved it even more. We got back in the car with her. I said to her, make a bid tonight. She says, no. I said, no. She says, no. I never heard a real estate agent say no. So I said, why? She says, the house isn't right for you. And then she went on to tell me why it wasn't right for me. And what she did was put her my interests ahead of hers. She made me part of her extended family. Mm-hmm. People could say, wait, Mark, she talked herself out of commission. No, she made herself 100 more commissions.
Yeah.
There's this thing called invisible
selling.
Because you're still
talking about her.
Oh, yeah, I used her. I tell my friends about her. She became not a salesperson anymore, which is one key element of the book. How do you become do invisible sales? Forget the PowerPoints and the graphics and, you know, the closing pitch and the elevator speech and all that crap people can see through. Be human. Put your interest of your client ahead of you. They'll tell 100 people about it.
One of my red-letter days in my sales career was when a customer called me and asked me to help him evaluate a competitive proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I felt that I had done a good job with those folks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly.
And I did. I went in and helped him with that proposal. I helped him look at it, helped him make a decision. I showed him where this proposal was a better deal than my deal, and where maybe it wasn't as good a deal. And in the end, he wound up saying, you know what, I'm not going to change. But he had the faith in me to ask me to do that. What's the next thing is to
make 100% guarantee. God makes 100% guarantee. God says, if you believe in me, I'll always be with you forever. That's one of the beautiful things about religion. There's no God doesn't say, if you believe in me, I'll be with you unless I don't have a headache or if I don't like you. It's a guarantee. And businesses get afraid of guarantees because they think of the lawyers and the fine print and the boilerplate. That's not the kind of guarantee that we want as customers. We want to know that the salesperson or the business will stand behind us no matter what. I lease a car. I met a guy 9 years ago. He told me, I always put myself ahead of you. So I leased a car from him. I never needed him to do it. I leased my third car from him. I gave it back this past summer. When I gave it back, Mercedes-Benz Credit said the car had undue wear and tear. I went directly to the sales guy and I said, hey, this is nonsense. This is a ripoff. He said, you know something? I agree with you. I'll take care of it. Typically, the sales guy will say, hey, it's finance, not my problem, and they have their own thing, blah, 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 blah. He called him up. He took care of it. He lived the guarantee.
Yeah.
I'll never lease a car from anybody else again.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Mark Stevens is our guest, folks. The new book is called God is a Salesman. And check it out when you get a chance. We'll find out. Of course, it's available wherever books are sold. We come back. I think the website's godisasalesman.com, right, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jim. Renee Grant Williams here, author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention, something you certainly do. I want to congratulate you on your first decade anniversary. I look forward to being part of your show for many, many more years to come. All the best to you and Devonna.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use all our stuff. We don't know who you are. We care, but we don't have to know. And so, unless you subscribe to my free newsletter, we won't even know you've been there. But I hope you'll do. By the way, I hope you'll go to my site and subscribe to our newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It is, people love it and they respond to it and they keep subscribing to it and staying with us. So I hope you'll do that. Check out our blog while you're there. We have that. We have archives of the past shows that we've done, the live show, the replay, all the different ways you can listen to this show from our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers. Now, Mark Stevens is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of the best-selling author of the brand-new book, God is a Salesman. We're talking about the principles that that the religions of the world, how they basically all believe the same thing about the way God thinks about us. And what Mark's talking about is treat your customers that way. Think about the way God thinks about us, and treat your customers that way. Is that am I saying that correctly, Mark?
Yes, absolutely.
And so he's talking about some of the things that have a handful of things that we believe about that. Most of us, those of us who believe in God, think about that. One of the things that you talk a lot about in your book, Mark, is something I talk about on this show all the time, and that is the concept of trust. Trust is the fundamental fiber in the fabric of humanity, in the success of societies, in the success of government, in the success of the marketplace.
Absolutely. So that's actually one of my five principles in God as a Salesman, to help you actually employ the principles that I talk about right away. So it's actually the fourth principle, so I'll deal with that now. We'll come back to three since you brought it up. But four is people buy trust before they buy products or services. So you got to give them trust because you have to believe in a way, and it can't be superficial trust. It's got to be real. So when did I learn about this? I learned about this when I was 16. I as a summer job, I got a job selling magazine subscriptions. And when I went to the place that offered the job, which was paying a lot of money, and I couldn't understand why, it required that I go into, as a lily white guy in a racially divided time, that I go into black neighborhoods in New York City and the environs in Brooklyn and Harlem to sell magazine subscriptions. Nobody else wanted to do it. But I did it, and I felt, you know, I was 16, I was immortal, and I went into these dangerous neighborhoods. And I met these people, and the people who hired me had this gimmick, you know, tell the people that you see that every time they order a magazine, we'll put their name in a sweepstakes, and the more magazines they order, the more chances they have to win a sweepstakes. Well, that wasn't working, and I thought about it for a week, and after the first week, which is unsuccessful, and I said, the women I'm meeting, they're mostly women, in these ghettos, first of all, very nice to me, the apartments are clean, there are pictures of the family on the credenzas. They don't want sweepstakes, I said to myself. They want to get out of this poverty. So I went back the second week, and I said to them, ladies, what I'm selling you is education. I'm selling you the more these magazines represent knowledge. So if you get yourself and your children to read these things, you can escape this cycle of poverty. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I changed from a white guy selling magazines in Harlem and East New York to a trusted figure who was offering education to people. Everything changed. I felt great. I made friends that summer. I made money that summer. They trusted me. What a beautiful thing. I had such an experience of learning at the age of 16. It's been with me for my whole life. Trust is critical.
Well, and it feeds right into perfectly into another of your points, which is about it's not the product, it's the provider. And see, Mark, this is something that I've been trying to get my audience, get small business owners to make sure that they understand as they develop their businesses, as they grow their business, as they hire people, buy products to sell, whatever they're doing, that the key to their success is not in the commodities that they sell, it's in the way and how that they deliver them to their customers.
There's no doubt about it. Because, you know, anything you're selling, insurance, software, shoes, furniture, somebody else is selling it.
It's all commodities.
Right. But if you distinguish yourself in some way or another, look, this Christmas, it was actually this Thanksgiving, I saw my son and I, one of my sons and I saw the best salesperson I've ever seen in my life, okay? So what was it? We went to a restoration hardware store, and this woman helped us, and she was inventive and creative and warm and gentle and kind and innovative, and she was amazing. We just watched her in amazement. And the kicker is, she was deaf and couldn't speak.
Wow.
So, and she's the greatest salesperson I've ever seen in my life. And when I left that day, I kissed her goodbye. I went in thinking I was going to spend $50. Is that a gift certificate? I spent $500. But she was so delighted with the things that delighted me.
Yeah.
And she held my hand. People won't hold your hand in the store, but she didn't do it in any improper way. It was warm and loving.
Right.
She went to the computer and used the computer to show me different colors and styles and stuff. She was incredible. Now, I spoke to a group of salespeople last week, and I said, what if you couldn't talk? What would you do? One of them said, I quit. Why would you quit? Pull on the resources you don't use right now.
Yeah.
Be a provider people can't forget.
Mark, I hope when you come back next time you can get a little excited about this, okay? God is a Salesman. Give us the website again, Mark.
It's God is a Salesman, and it's available in all bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online, and you can go to godisasalesman.com and learn about it right there.
Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
I've enjoyed having you here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.